Hello, hello. This is Rachel Slogginhop, and you're listening to episode 65 of Hoaxes and Humbugs. For today's episode, we'll be exploring a little bit of a throwback Thursday. Traveling back to the very beginning of the 20th century, we're discussing what may have been the only New Year's Eve where people had resolutions of surviving to see the light of the next day. One of the world's first apocalyptic scares, Y2K was exactly that, scary. Even some of the most rational people feared that when the clock ticked midnight, the technological advancements up until the 21st century would be completely reversed. Dates in computers were designed to begin with a 19, so it was prophesized that when the date changed from December 31st, 1999 to January 1st, 2000, the computers would become so confused that they would shut down completely. Airlines would no longer function, power grids would be fried, power plants had the potential to melt down, and banks would pay back 100 years worth of interest to their customers. I actually can't see why anyone would be too upset about that last one, though. Y2K was essentially equivalent to the most recent apocalypse hoax, 2012. I remember begging my mom to stay home from school that day with the legitimate fear that my last hours were to be spent taking a calculus exam. Of course, my mother thought I was completely insane for buying into the media's apparent desire to scare the living crap out of anyone who is willing to listen. With this being said, I was actually very surprised to hear that my mom, the one who had so thoroughly convinced me that there was nothing to worry about, had actually succumbed to all of the concerns with Y2K. She's joined us today in the studio, so let's give her a warm welcome. So, Andrea, were you concerned about Y2K at all?
Yes.
You were?
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because Nick, your brother, was flying home on January 1st. He had gone to Boston, and Al was really freaked out about what would happen if all the airports shut down. I was more lackadaisical about it all, and I told Al, if he can't fly home, you keep him. But if I'm being honest, I was pretty nervous myself.
Do you think the media had really emphasized the threat of airlines going down?
Yes. They had completely blown it out of proportion. They focused on it almost too much.
Do you think they were intentionally trying to scare people, trying to make them believe that Y2K was going to be much bigger than it ever actually could be?
Definitely. They hyped everything up to get people to invest in this and invest in that, to protect what might be erased. They scared you into wanting to protect things that weren't actually at risk of disappearing.
What do you mean by trying to protect things?
Well, for example, Grandma and Pappy had started canning things daily, and your father and I decided to move all of our savings into a fixed income market, which is a mutual fund.
Why did you choose to move it into the mutual fund?
It was only short term. We were worried about the computers and then the stock market crashing. You earn very little off of interest, but you never lose anything with mutual funds either.
Did you guys prepare for Y2K in any other ways?
Well, your father bought 1,000 rounds of ammunition.
Ammunition? Why?
For the Walking Dead scenario. If everything went down, we were worried we would be targeted since we are self-sustaining, living on the farm and everything.
Do you think there were bad intentions behind this? Do you think it was a hoax?
I have no idea. I just remembered this was so hyped up and nothing happened. Your dad filled up all the diesel tanks, we bought extra rice, we were prepared for an apocalypse, and nothing happened. I certainly think there were some commodities and exchanges that benefited from this, definitely.
Well, thank you for your insight today. We also have another very important guest with us today, my grandfather. Why don't we also give George a very warm welcome? Do you think you or Grandma were more concerned about the actual possibility of Y2K?
That's a really hard question, actually. We both didn't think the blackouts would occur if the grid went down. We were preparing for glitches. All of the companies were creating programs that no one really knew what they were doing. We actually believed they may have created problems on their own by attempting to fix an issue that might not even happen.
So how did you prepare for the potential Y2K events?
We just made sure we had a good supply of water, firewood, and gas. We also collected non-perishable groceries. We gathered candles and lamp oil as well, and lots of ammunition. If there were glitches, we thought there would probably be a lot of people who weren't prepared.
So there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there now that Y2K was actually a planned event so that some companies might benefit from it. What is your take on this?
I really didn't think of this as a conspiracy at the time.
Looking back on it, do you have a different perspective?
I never really thought about that. We both agree that it's possible that they used this to make money. They had to hire all of these programmers and Y2K specialists. They had tutorials on what to do in case it actually happened. I remember a lot of people missed the New Year's party in case the power grid went down. It was strange. Actually, something funny that happened on New Year's Eve was that Uncle Scott came in at midnight and he flashed the lights off on us. We were all terrified for a couple seconds.
You're kidding.
No, no. You know how your Uncle Scott is.
Well, as scary as that probably was at the time, it is pretty funny. I'd just like to thank you now for taking the time to chat with me about it today. So with all this being said, was Y2K truthfully a hoax? Or was the majority of the computer realm genuinely concerned that all technological advancements were about to implode within a matter of seconds? While some may argue that Y2K was an actual concern, and I'm sure that it definitely was, there's no doubt that the media used this to their advantage to scare the living bejesus out of everyone. I mean, literally, if you search Y2K on Amazon, there are still survival kits up for sale. When society becomes threatened with the possibility that we will descend into a world without technology, without some of our everyday needs, we tend to go into hysterics. As I mentioned earlier, we even saw a very similar situation a few years ago. When the Mayan calendar had foreshadowed our quick demise come December 22nd, things got blown way out of proportion. I mean, they literally made a movie about all of the horrible things that could potentially happen to us. I remember being terrified after watching that. Why does the media obsess over scaring the general public with all these fake prophecies? The idea of living in a world without some of the everyday necessities that we have come to know and love seems unfathomable to us at this point. When the media blows these things out of proportion, we cannot help but go along with them, terrifying ourselves with the idea that about 60% of the world's population is too dependent on technology at this point to have even the slightest clue what it's like to survive in the world we live in. At disconnected with our surroundings, at this point in time, I don't think it is too far-fetched to say that one day, if one of these apocalyptic scares holds true, our world will be nothing but ultimately screwed.